लेबर पार्टी ने आरोप लगाया है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया को अस्थाई आप्रवासियों का देश बनाया जा रहा है, जो देश की मूल भावना के खिलाफ है। मल्टीकल्चरल मीडिया के साथ एक वर्चुअल कॉन्फ्रेंस में शैडो मिनिस्टर फॉर होम अफेयर्स क्रिस्टीना किनेली ने कहा कि प्रधानमंत्री स्कॉट मॉरिसन ने आप्रवासियों की संख्या पर जो हदबंदी की है वो अस्थाई प्रवासियों को बढ़ावा देने का ही एक तरीका है।
When Scott Morrison looks the Australian people in the eye and says that he has capped migration, he has done no such thing. He has put a cap on the number of permanent migrants. However, temporary migration has now soared to historically high levels. And that's changing who we are as a nation.
किनेली ने कहा कि आप्रवासी समुदाय चाहते हैं कि वे ऑस्ट्रेलिया में बसें, उनके परिवार यहां आकर रहें और वे समुदाय का हिस्सा बन सकें। लेकिन उनसे ये मौका छीना जा रहा है।
Many multicultural communities will know that their family have come to Australia to settle permanently, to send their children to school, to get an education, to join their local communities, to start businesses, to build careers. You know, that ability to settle permanently in Australia, to become part of the Australian story and to contribute and write the next chapter of the Australian story is something that is being denied to the 2 million temporary migrants who are currently in Australia who have little to no pathway to permanency.
हालांकि केंद्र सरकार इस आरोप को खारिज करती है। SBS हिंदी को एक ईमेल से भेजे गए जवाब में कार्यवाहक इमिग्रेशन मंत्री एलन टज के दफ्तर ने बताया कि पिछले साल ही 2,04,000 लोगों ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की नागरिकता ली है, जो एक रिकॉर्ड है। एलन टज पहले भी कहते रहे हैं कि लेबर पार्टी का इमिग्रेशन पर कोई एक रुख नहीं है और वे बार बार बदलते रहते हैं। लेकिन किनेली कहती हैं कि जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इमिग्रेशन की बात हो तो सिर्फ आंकड़ों में बात नहीं की जानी चाहिए।
And so, when we talk about what our migration levels should be, we can't just talk about a number. We need to talk about the composition and particularly whether or not we are becoming a guest worker nation with an underclass of people who have very little ability to assert their rights or access the same services as other people in the Australian community. That's never been the Australian way, and that's not the Australia we would want to create for the future.
उन्होंने कहा कि कोविड एक ऐसा समय है जबकि ऑस्ट्रेलियन इमिग्रेशन को नई दिशा दी जा सकती है।
I make that point because, of course, the borders are shut right now. And soon Australia will have an opportunity to do something that it's never done before, which is restart a migration program from a standing stop. In the middle of this health and economic crisis, we still need to begin to think about what we want Australia to look like in the future, how we build an Australia where people can contribute to the best of their ability, where we create jobs and opportunity, and where we support Australians to get the education, skills and training that they need to get a good job, to build a career and to support their family and grow in the community. So these are the questions that shape our thinking, and fundamentally it's not just about a number. It is about the composition. It is about building, making sure that Australia remains a country that is built by permanent migration, not an economy that is propped up by temporary migration.